the volume.
Moneyline Monaco is proud to be presented by FanDuel. Never played FanDuel Fantasy before? Great. FanDuel is offering users the chance to play free, no deposit required, with a free entry to an NBA contest. Plus, for those who want a deposit, FanDuel is offering up to a $500 bonus instantly when you make your first deposit with our 20% deposit match. Why do you play on FanDuel? FanDuel Fantasy is an easy-to-use app. Different and unique contests across sports in relation to your skill level, compete for top cash payouts, and compete against your friends in head-to-head matchups. FanDuel is offering users the chance to play free, no deposit required, with a free entry to an NBA contest. And FanDuel is offering up to a $500 bonus instantly when you make your first deposit with our 20% deposit match. Go to FanDuel.com/Cowherd to sign up today. That is FanDuel.com/Cowherd so they know we sent you. FanDuel, more ways to win. Let's go! Another episode of Sports Gambling with Moneyline Monaco. Shout out to your Friday mood, Crackle Beverage. But make sure you get your work done first. Coming off of two straight Champions League locks. Cash it. If you didn't know, your boy is hitting over 70% in football, and we ain't talking the NFL, Austin Powers, baby. We are over 2.5 to 1 wins to losses coming up on 20 games in football. And what do I have for you in the middle of Friday's episode? A degenerate special, two teams that are, little hint for you, still dancing in this year's Champions League semis. Also have your lock of the day coming up right here, right now in a little NBA. It's been a millennial minute since we hopped on a little hoops. Is this Champions League NFL draft week, baby? It's a little bit off the beaten path. And guess what it is on Saturday? You, me, and Aaron Rodgers will be headed to the Kentucky Derby on Saturday. That's right. Grab yourself a mint julep. Loosen up the Tom Brady collar. And remember, the Wedding Crashers line about big hats, because you know you're going to see them on Saturday. I got a prop bet for you that if it doesn't cash, we might have to trim the fro and start all over, because this guy, this horse, is your favorite on Saturday at a lane number 14. But let's get in to the lock of the day. And before we do, please don't forget to subscribe, rate, review anything Volume Sports. Hit the subscribe button on our YouTube channel. Little shout out to Brums on the ones and twos. Do I dare say a little five star on iTunes? If you do, I'll shout you out. I've done it for the last few homies that have taken the time to do so. And remember to fade or follow my action on the Action Sports Award-winning Network app. We've had a couple of guests on, Simon and Matt Friedman. Really appreciate them coming on to talk NFL draft. And we did cash a couple yesterday, baby. So without further ado, let's dive in. I'm going to get you your lock of the day right here, right now. It is the top two teams in the Western Conference after a CP State Farm 3 domination in the second half against his ex, the Clippers, just a couple of nights ago. Ladies and gentlemen, give me your now in the playoffs officially Phoenix Suns Friday night, 7 p.m. Pacific, at home over Shaq's Utah Jazz. Let's dive into why my lock, the PHX, baby. Well, first things first, let's just golf clap to the fact that the last time the Phoenix Suns were in the NBA playoffs, Devin Booker was in middle school. DeAndre Ayton was 11 years old. And me, I may or may not have still been on the first version of Bumble, baby. But the point is, it's been a New York minute since these boys were back. And I gotta be honest, since dating back to mid-March, the Phoenix Suns are scorching hot, and we're not talking about the Arizona weather. 11-1, 8-4 against the spread, and they're going against a Jazz team. Let's just get right into the trends. Not only did they drop two straight to the Minnesota Timberwolves outright this past week, get this into your gambling noggin. The T-Wolves had only won two straight basketball games one time all season. We barely got 10 games left. They don't win too straight. The Jazz, without Donovan Mitchell, they're simply lost at sea. Oh, you feel great that they beat the Kings, putting up over 150 points? Can you even name me who scored off the bench? Brantley giving you double digits? Some guy named Matt Thomas? If you could tell me where Matt Thomas played college basketball, then right here, right now, I'll switch picks. Because this man didn't miss a basket and gave you 17 off the bench against the Kings. If you think that's going to happen against a top five defensive team tonight in the Suns, efficiency and across the board, no, it ain't going to happen. All right, the Suns at home as a favorite, they're the third best cover in the league at 19-10 against the spread. That's a 65.5% completion percentage W. They're also 21-10 on equal rest against the spread. And you know what? Second best team in the league. Last trend I'll throw at you. Against the spread in conference games. They take care of the important matchups. And this isn't just a little happy-go-lucky Friday night Western Conference mail-it-in type game. The Suns are coming for the Utah Jazz jugular, baby. Chris Paul erupting against the Clippers for 28 and a double-double hold the animal style fries performance. D-Book giving you 21. Mikal Bridges and Torrey Craig gave you two times more blocks, just them two, than the whole Clippers did defensively against your Suns. Look, Monty Williams knows what this team is playing for. They got a big Dabo Sweeney bulletin board. Why? We don't have Donovan Mitchell. There's no Donovan Mitchell in this game nursing an ankle injury. There's no way Phoenix can blow this game. The Suns have beaten the Bucks, the Sixers, the Knicks. These are all playoff-bound organizations. Creme de la creme of the Eastern Conference, some would say. They are red-hot cooking trap game against the Celtics. Other than that, they were phenomenal on their road trip. Now they come back home. We're getting between 5,000 and 6,000 fans tonight, as well as your cherry on top. They want the one seed. They want to take down the Jazz. I don't have a single trend here to give you outside of that the Jazz are 1-2 as a road dog, which is just more favor to the Suns on why I like Phoenix tonight. If the roles were reversed on Costanza opposite Friday, you would say to yourself this. If Chris Paul or Devin Booker were out in this game, wouldn't you take the Jazz? I mean, the Utah Jazz, without Donovan Mitchell, they're going to need Clarkson to go berserk. They're going to need Rudy Gobert to shut down Ayton, which he will not. And they're going to need every Joe Ingles Bogdanovich led the scoring last game against the Kings. Type eruption for Phoenix to lose this game. They will protect home court. The crowd will be chanting MV Chris Paul State Farm P. Chris Paul will get you that double-double. They will cover the spread. They will win the match. They will win the game. I'm so soccered out. I'm saying match and game and basketball. Don't overthink it. Give me the Suns over the Jazz. Lock of the Friday. Can we go 3 for 3 on locks this week on the pod? I think we can. Give me the Suns over the Jazz. Friday night lights, baby. Permian Panthers with it. Give me the Suns. Let's keep it rocking. All right, degenerate special. These are two teams I capped correctly in Champions League coming back to the Premier League to wrap up shop before they go right back to Champions League, baby. But if these ramifications weren't as high stakes as they are, I don't think I would fire because these could be a trap game. But I'm going to give you degen special, Man City on the road over Crystal Palace. And I'm going to give you Chelsea at home over right across the pond, rival Fulham. You put them both, Chelsea minus 230 on the money line, Man City minus 300 on the money line, in a little special, little parlay for you Saturday early morning. Kick it off with a W. It pays almost 1-to-1. Just a smidge under even money. How do we not take it? Let's just start with our eyes. Chelsea striking first against Real Madrid, holding court. They got their away goal. Did not let Real get in twice. Man City down in the 60th. The PSG on the road. Kevin De Bruyne gives you an accidental FIFA curveball that was so gorgeous. I had to put on a second set of eyes to make sure that curled in and it went in. And then Mahrez gives you a freaking free kick that they just straight gave you the two with the catches and hit you with the fastball. High stinky cheese type W. Man City, two road goals. Chelsea, one road goal. And we're not coming back and beating inferior clubs in Premier League. Get out of here. Let's start with Chelsea. This is a rivalry. Unbeaten in their last six matches against Fulham, all of which have been in the Premier League. And I know Fulham went down to Championship League and back up. So take that, albeit it what you will, just know that Chelsea is the older brother to their rival, Fulham. And Fulham is abysmal right now, going against quality clubs. They have one win since March. This game starts on the 1st of May. Flip the calendar, hold the W. This team has won one time in 2 months. And Chelsea's at Stamford Bridge? Forget about it, Jerry. Not to mention Fulham has conceded more than one goal in 3 of their last 5 outings. And they've failed to score a single goal in 2 of those matches. If you want to be sharp, call it another boring match. Take a little side bet on under 2.5 in this one because that's where the sharps are leaning. But I'm saying Chelsea should win 2-0 comfortably, at least 1-0. They beat Fulham in January 1-0 as well. But look, Chelsea, as much as they are cooking under new manager Tuchel, they are right there at 4th on the EPL table this year, which affects next year's Champions League. Remember, if you are betting football, soccer, and you're an American, and you're saying, are they playing for playoffs? They're playing for regular season points. Wins and draws are points. 1 for a draw, 3 for a W. To get in the top 4, to go dance in the Champions League next year yet again. So know this. Right now, Chelsea's just 4 points behind Leicester in 3rd, and they're just 3 points ahead of West Ham in 5th. So that match against West Ham just last week was so unbelievably important, and they caught the W. And if you just want to know how Chelsea has done against Fulham on a whole sample size, 34 wins, 16 draws, just 3 losses in 53 matches against this squad. Chelsea ain't losing. They are hard and cooking. They're at home. They're going to be rested. And Tuchel knows when to mix and match. He had Christian start. Christian scored. Now watch him just shake up the 8 ball and roll out a new squad. But the same result. A W and a road goal in Champions League is a W if you understand the two-leg fixture. That's Chelsea over Fulham and moving over to City. Unbeaten in their last 4 games against Crystal Palace. 3 wins, 1 draw. The last time these two dabbled, City won 4 nothing. Crystal Palace was up 1-0 the other day against Leicester. They give up 2. They lose to Leicester 2-1. I mean, are you kidding me? City won 2-0 in their last trip to Crystal Palace. Man City has only lost 3 matches in 2021. 3 matches, and 0 of the clubs have the word Palace in them. And here's your cherry on top. Man City wins, and the rest of what they need to happen in the Premier League unfolds this Saturday. Tomorrow, they win the table with 4 matches to go. I'm telling you, that is motivating. Otherwise, you could call this a trap game. Just because they're going against PSG takes a lot out of them, the travel, the this, the that. No. Pep, outside of Stone sitting out because of a red card, there is no way they lose this match. They're coming in motivated. They're coming in dialed. They're going to use this as a heat check on the beer pong table to go back against PSG, which they're hosting, by the way. And so they know they're sleeping in their own bed as soon as they catch this Crystal Palace on the road W on Saturday. Trust me, don't overthink it. This pays almost even money, just like my next bet. Take Chelsea, take Man City. These are 2 teams that are going against inferior clubs. Don't overthink it, baby. Just cash it. Let's keep it rocking. D-Gen special of the day. Chelsea, Man City. Fill it up again. Next time you're watching basketball, I've got the perfect way for you to get in on the action for free. I'm talking about NBA Impact. It's absolutely free to play on the FanDuel app and features all the fun of live betting. NBA Impact turns every quarter of every game into a free contest where you can win real cash prizes. So while you're watching the game, all you have to do is predict the outcomes of plays and game props before they happen to claim your share of the prize. Best of all, a new contest starts every quarter of every game, giving you more ways to win. FanDuel's exclusive home for NBA Impact, so the action is always available right at your fingertips on the FanDuel app. The app is so easy to use, and it takes less than 2 minutes to sign up. And it doesn't matter where you live or where you're traveling to, because NBA Impact is available in every state. Don't miss your shot. Get in the game and download the FanDuel app and start playing NBA Impact today. And we wrap up with the Kentucky Derby prop shop. I am firing. Shout out to the 1872 Derby that has gone on a lot longer than this hair if you're watching on YouTube, baby. Churchill Downs, big hats, mint juleps, stars, the over-under on starting quarterback showing up to this is 6.5, and I'm taking the over. Everyone's going to be packed. Everyone's going to be fired up. And I got you a gray, a gorgeous gray named Essential Quality listed at 2-1 odds. Finishing on FanDuel, that's right, a top 3 finish at just about even money. Depending on where you shop, I'm seeing a top 3 finish, minus 115. I'm firing on the prop. Let's get into why Essential Quality. Trained by Brad Cox, a local legend. The man has grown up right around the corner from the Kentucky Derby. And if you want to know if this guy's motivated, he is saddled up. 1,557 winners and calculated to, which is calculated to over $86 million. This man has seen so many horses walk across the finish line, trot across it, sprint across it, and celebrate, gallivanting on a W. This man has been training Essential Quality. Get ready for this. Who has won all 5 of his career starts? This horse has won all 5. Essential Quality. He has won all 5 of his starts. Going into his 6th. Are we joking me? This includes the Breeders' Cup. And get this. He is only 1 of 6 horses, Essential Quality, to earn a BrisNet final speed figure of at least 100 heading into this Derby. And what does that mean? It means that's a trait found in 18 of the last 21 Derby winners since the year 2000. He has a final speed figure of 100. He's racing at 14 in the 14 slot. If you can do the little... Another thing I looked at, closing speed. And I went as far as finding out a Jenny Reese fraction theory. These are figures factored in as to what these horses and their intangibles equal and equate to cashing W's. And read this, essential quality checks both. And we're talking 87% of Derby winners have checked these boxes. He ran essential quality in his last 3/8 of bluegrass in 36.3 seconds and the last 1/8 of a mile in 12 seconds flat. Guess what? That checks both criteria for this fractional theory. Grays don't have a ton of history on winning the Derby. I'm aware, but if you're picking up what I'm putting down, the speed figure of at least 100, this horse has won its first 5 straight races, and we have the criteria in the 87th percentile of what these horses need when they lace them up. And the cherry on top, the tip of the iceberg, Cox, the trainer, would become the first ever local trainer to win the Derby, the extra WHY. I love it. All we need is a top 3 finish, 2-1 favorite. Are you freaking out with what I'm talking about? Just don't worry about it. Just take the beautiful gray horse, essential quality to finish top 3, and thank me later. Or it's going to be a rough Saturday and we're chasing the UFC yet again. But that about wraps it up for today's episode. Give me the Suns over the Jazz. Lock of the day. You lock it up. No, you lock it up. Degenerate special. Chelsea over Fulham. Man City over Crystal Palace. To Saturday morning. W's. Even money. Just a tick under. A little juice for you. Hold the OJ. And we end with the Derby. Churchill Downs. Pour up a mint julep. If you don't know how to make one, go freaking pay for one at your local bartending extravaganza, and it's essential quality to rack up a top 3 finish, and we may go 3-0, baby. And it starts with a Suns out, guns out Friday. How do you do? That about does it. Sports Gambler with Moneyline Monaco. Happy Friday from me to you. Shout out to Brums on the ones and twos. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, review. Go check out some Cowherd podcasts. They're absolutely phenomenal. Did you know Nick Wright brought $90,000 to Vegas with him to play poker? Some very interesting gambling conversations going on the Volume Podcast Network. Don't forget to check out all of the amazing podcasts. That's it for me. You have yourself a great weekend. Do not forget to hug your mothers. I'm out. Volume.